It's a pleasure to be able to head all the way to Switzerland, to Davos, at the World Economic Forum, and connect with Dr. Mamuno Williams, founder and CEO of Empowering Sustainable Change. Dr. Williams, good morning. Great having you with us.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're sitting all the way in Davos at the World Economic Forum. I'm just very curious, before we get into this conversation, what are you hoping to soak up in your time that's there, or what are you hoping to impart on others?
Yeah, I'm hoping to participate in conversations about these very topics that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're into day three of the conference. And yesterday I had the opportunity to sit with Education House. There are a range of houses here on a range of topics, and also Social Innovation House. But at Education House, they were touching on exactly the topics that you just mentioned. It was one of the few places where a round table of people who are really passionate about education, including Wendy Kopp, who's the founder of Teach for All, touched on the importance of family in this equation. So I was really glad to hear you mention that.
Yeah, let's actually start with the reality of the situation that we're in here in South Africa. We're getting statistics on unemployment rates. I mentioned the number of universities that only have limited space. There are people that had hopes and dreams and maybe felt a little bit of pressure, Dr. Williams, and now they're stepping out into the space and saying, well, I didn't quite make it there. Where am I ever going to make it, and where do I go from here? And the world is ever changing.
Yeah, I think that you feel that really keenly here. Something that penetrated my consciousness last night was apparently a seminal speech by the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, about actually this being a moment where the world has actually really changed for good.
Mm.
So I think we'll hear more about that. And that's the reality. That's the world that our young people are going into now. But if I relate that back to Education House and some of the things that are new and what people in education are thinking about, it stood out for me that the CEO of Junior Achievement Worldwide shared, you know, how much young people today are going to be in many different jobs before the end of their lifetimes and how long that they're going to live. So I think it might be a good idea for young people to also recognize this time and this type of situation as their new reality.
Yeah.
And start to work with their families and the ecosystem that they find themselves in to find ways to start to move forward now and to keep on moving forward throughout their lives, because this is something that they're going to have to do. They're going to have to figure out what the next step is many times in their lifetimes.
Yeah, I think I would imagine where parents are sitting nowadays, not to say that all parents have got sort of older way of thinking, but even here in South Africa, there's always been an idea of finish school well enough to be able to study, to get a job, and you sit there and you show some kind of loyalty and finish your days there. Hopefully you get a gold watch and a turkey and you leave with your head held high. Right now we're facing a future where the jobs some of our kids are going to do, those jobs haven't even been invented yet. So I just want to jump and say entrepreneurship is something that everybody wants to grasp at, but that's also not for everybody. So there is this sort of middle ground. Where to next?
Yeah, you're right. And I think maybe it's already the case that it's no longer that world where you stay in a single job and get your golden watch at the end of your career, right? Mm. Things have already moved. We're seeing more of an acceptance of gap years, much less stigma around that.
Yeah.
More of an acceptance of gig work, which in some ways was strengthened by COVID, because now everybody can see that it's possible to work remotely. So I think that the world has already shifted. And I think that the challenge for the young people is to take this time, especially for those who might not have gotten an immediate matriculation into university for whatever reason, to take a deep breath, pause, think about who they are and what they want to do, And that will inform choices of tests into next pathways. So they don't have to have it 100% right, but they have to have a strong sense of direction. And what the tests will do, okay, let me go and try a gig here. Let me go and try an internship here. Let me try and go to TVET. In the doing of something that they choose because they've taken a little bit of time to think about what they want to do next and who they are, they will get information about whether that's the right path for them. And if it is, they can keep going with the next test. And if it's not, then they can pivot and try something new.
Yeah.
And that is true both for the education pathway and for the entrepreneurship pathway.
Yeah, and that sometimes puts a lot of pressure on parents or caregivers, doesn't it, Dr. Williams? Because they sort of feel like, okay, you've now reached that age, off you go. But they sort of, as you say, they go one way, then they need to pivot. And often they need a little bit of support, somebody that's going to say, don't worry, we've got you covered. There's a bed to sleep in and food on the table. Go and experiment. But that's not, of course, everybody's privilege.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I feel that very keenly, having three young adults in my house that are going through those transitions. So that's all I'll say about that.
A lot of people are saying, oh, the government must solve this. This is the government's responsibility. I'm getting a feeling that maybe we need to start taking responsibility and stop hoping someone else will come and rescue us.
Well, I mean, I think that's a little bit of a harsh reality, right? If you wanted to say it in even harsher terms, you know, there's a real sense in which nobody else cares, right? So you really have to take responsibility for yourself. Now, having said that, I really think it's important for the people in the ecosystem, whether it's the policymakers or the businesses, the people who have the resources, the people who have the knowledge, the people who have the ability or should have the ability to change things, to meet, you know, people at least partway, if not halfway, so that they can, you know, move forward with the things that they need to do in order to make their lives and make their livelihoods. So, you know, if I just even take the example of what you started out with, not enough places, an individual can't go necessarily and build a school unless if they decide that that's their entrepreneurial venture. But that's not going to solve the problem at scale. We really need government to do its part. We need a private industry to do its part to deliver against the massive gap that we know there is, including in South Africa.
For people listening now, Dr. Williams, and they're saying, oh, what are some practical impact-driven programs, something simple, affordable program that can be implemented immediately that can help school leavers with the skills or the income pathways or even entrepreneurial capacity for parents listening right now, caregivers saying, what could be the next step? How can you help?
Yeah. So on income pathways, I've mentioned, you know, that gig work is, you know, much more common now. What's your interest? What's your passion? Are you a creative person? You know, and even if you're not a creative person, are you a scientist and you've been tinkering around with experiments or something? How do you show the world who you are and what you do? Yeah. There are so many platforms, you know, everything from social media and beyond. Sometimes I'm just blown away at how many options there are and what people say is out there. So can you put together some kind of digital portfolio, even a minimum of a LinkedIn profile that uniquely shows people who you are and what you do? And the importance of that is that you need to differentiate yourself. That we have 900,000 matriculants, as you say, and eventually employers are going to come looking for you. And when they come looking for you, they need to be able to find you. And when they find you, they want to see something different because there are so many of you that have, you know, these matric certificates.
Yeah.
So that's a small thing on that side. And on the entrepreneurship side, so many community programs in your neighborhoods. Where are they? I mentioned Junior Achievement, who teaches entrepreneurship and skill sets and mindsets towards moving forward in a world like this. what are the others that you can find that can maybe help you right now?
Yeah, and just as we close, Dr. Williams, stepping in somewhere where you can find a mentor, somebody who's maybe doing what you desire to do and somehow try and connect with them, work for free or something like that, just to gain some experience and insight?
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. And I think sometimes what the issue is there is not asking. So don't be shy to ask. In that and so many things in this new reality, what's the worst that can happen if you ask? They might say no. In an earlier show, as I've been talking about this topic the last couple of weeks, I said something that came into my mind as I was taking a walk one morning, which is that the road to yes is littered by many no's. And if you feel, and I've learned this through experience, or if you understand that, it's kind of a marketplace. There's somebody out there who wants to do the thing that you're asking for, but it might not be the first or the second or the third person. But eventually you're going to find that person and you just need to ask. So that's one thing on that. And the other thing that's come up for me as I've been doing my early year reading is this story about a former 80-year-old athlete in the U.S. who has as his philosophy today to take young people as mentors, because he says that those people will keep you close to the pulse of what's going on now. So it's not just that the mentor can mentor you and give you something. You also always hear in mentorship circles that you like the mentor also gets something out of the mentorship experience.
Yeah.
And what's more, from this story, you can actually maybe teach the mentor something as well. So don't sell yourself short and know that there's a value that you can bring to that relationship as well.
Yeah, I've experienced that firsthand, so I know that's true for sure. What a privilege to spend time with you, Dr. Mamuna Williams, founder and CEO of Empowering Sustainable Change out of Davos in Switzerland, where she's attending the World Economic Forum. Have yourself a really great day. We value your time so much. Thank you for that. May you not only absorb much today, but I'm sure serve in wonderful ways of sharing what you have in your heart and head with others as well today. So a massive thanks for today, Dr. Williams.
My pleasure.